I feel like you need the academy, Jay. I'm calling from Minnesota, Penal Service. So we just like to ask you a few questions about issues that are affecting your community and the nation. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. It's your zip code 55792. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. What are you?
I'm calling from Minnesota Opinion Service. My name is Jay. It's just a study we conducted about issues that are affecting your community, and we would like to include your response to the study, sir. Just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me just the year of your birth? Can you share that?
2010.
2010? Thank you. I'm sorry, 2010. Thank you. Now, moving forward, can you please tell me, A, is your race a white Caucasian, a black African-American, or black American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? What is your race?
Hello? Black.
Black African-American? Thank you, sir. And I do appreciate you taking the time to help me, believe me. Okay, are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, moving on. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? Again, for a statistical purpose only. High school, some college, but not degree, associated degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, or professional degree, or doctorate?
Elementary school.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. On politics today, sir, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent? What do you consider yourself in politics?
None of them.
Okay, independent, or none of them?
Nope, none of them.
Okay. Moving on, and thinking about that direction of your community, generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction in which your community is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And moving on, and thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things, sir, to get better or worse?
Worse.
Should I put your answers as much worse if that's the option that we have so we can move on? Would that be okay?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. I'm sorry. But what do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? Can you please select the top three issues most important to you? I'm going to read the list, and you can stop me, and then we can continue, okay? Not reducing racism and discrimination, access to quality education, public safety, including gun violence, climate change, and the environment, protecting and expanding voting rights, okay? Criminal justice and police reform, affordable quality housing, affordable quality health care, reproductive or maternal health, access to good jobs, raising cost of living, none of the above. But if you have to pick three of them, what would be the most important that is facing your community?
Honestly, none of those really sound like problems.
Okay, so none of the above is affecting you at all on your community that you're aware of? Okay. Now, sir, what initiatives would make you feel safe in your community? Can you please select up to three initiatives that will make you feel safe? Now, the first initiative is increase police presence, decrease police presence, increase drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide, community-led violence prevention initiatives, or alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents. More employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals, or increased gun control statewide. Can you pick three of them just for the sake of a research? What would be the initiative that will make you feel the safest?